Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome back to Las Vegas, Ho. It's the Crazy Sexy Cool Podcast. I'm Bethany, and we have Meek to the left, Elizabeth to the right, holding it down as always. And I just want to say real quick, like, my energy is a bit fucked up because I just finished watching the Oscars, and I am very annoyed. Like, I'm so annoyed that the last 10, 15 minutes of the Oscars really let a lot of people down. Like, Viola Davis didn't win for her role in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, nor did Andra Day for her role in her portrayal as, what was it, Billie Holiday, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And then Best Actor, Chadwick did not bring it home. And everyone on Twitter was like, what the fuck was that? Like,
who,
the Oscars was,
who won?
The Oscars were going so well before, like, Two Distant Strangers, you know, a short film by Blacks, produced by Blacks, funded by Black people. Definitely, they won. Anthony Hopkins won for The Father over Chadwick Boseman. I forgot who won over Viola, and I forgot who won over Andra Day. Honestly, it was just like, eh. But, I mean, this is why I always talk about how I like to support other award shows. Like, why are people so... I think I'm more upset because I'm, like, hoping that our people are awarded. But we should... We really award our own people. We have our own award shows and ceremonies, and we give each other flowers all the time. We have, you know, Essence, they have their Women in Hollywood, where they're just, like, giving women flowers every year on a beautiful... In a beautiful way. We have the BET Awards, which I know people have, you know, issues with them. The Soul Train Awards, we're giving each other flowers. And the NAACP Image Awards, where we're giving each other flowers. So I think I'm just more upset because Viola, Andra Day, and Chadwick gave such incredible performances, and they were not awarded at all.
Andra Day and Viola was in the same category.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady who won...
Frances something? Was that her name?
For Nomadland. I didn't even know that this movie even came out. And Nomadland also got Best Picture.
Yeah.
So...
Ma Rainey did get an award for their hair and makeup team, which is, I feel like, is really important in Hollywood, period, because, you know, a lot of our actors and actresses go on sets and they have other people cutting and styling their hair, and you can see it. Like, you can tell, like, oh, the shit is kind of whack. So to have, you know, a cast and a team of Black people who are properly educated and they know how to style for film, get their flowers, it's really dope. But... I just, of course, y'all know how much I go up for Chadwick and then August Wilson. But yeah, the father. Anthony Hopkins, of course, is like an incredible actor.
Legend.
No one was talking about that.
But the Oscars, isn't it amongst their peers? So it's not a popularity contest. So, but, like that.
Right. But I feel like they used Chadwick's passing to kind of bring people in to watch the show. It was the last category. I mean, all of the articles and the magazine covers and the different videos that they played, and even like in the advertising, like showing these clips, because they did that with Black Panther too. When Black Panther came out and they were nominated for Best Picture and they did not win, but you know, they have, you know, the stars sitting in the front row, and just the way that they put people out there to bring the viewers in. It's kind of like, I'm
a bit confused. You have Best Actor, and then you have a category that's Best Supporting Actor, and then you have Daniel, you know, I'm gonna fuck his name up,
Daniel Kaluuya,
and my boo Lakeith. Yeah. How are they both in this category?
So what they were saying is that they put them together to clear space for Chadwick to win this Best Actor.
I've
seen this on Twitter. I've seen people saying different things, like, you know, they're kind of clearing space. And even one of the listeners on Patreon on Bomb, when we did our thing on Wednesday, they were saying that too. Like, well, maybe they're just, you know, clearing space for Chadwick to have a clear win in that category. But
that sounds...
So do you think Lakeith should have been the Best Actor category?
No. What I'm saying is this Best Supporting Actor category is fully loaded. Leslie Odom from One Night in Miami, like Lakeith, right. Daniel. What it looks like is, like, you know, you can't, it's a way for the Oscars to say, no, but, like, you know, someone Black did win. They won Best Support. And it's like, how is it that Daniel is getting Best Supporting Actor in a film that he was, like, the lead actor in? I don't understand.
But was he, though?
Okay,
he wasn't,
so what,
the Lakeith
was? Character.
People are saying that Lakeith was because he was the Judas of the movie, that he should have been considered the best.
Either way, what I'm saying is, I'm not, because it's not even about, like, which one. I'm just saying how they, like, made this Best Supporting Actor category fully loaded. So it's like one of us was going to win. So it's like, no, you're not going to get this Best Actor. I know you think Chad's going to win. He's not going to win.
He's
but
not.
What we can do is we can put the rest of his homies in Best Supporting Actor category to make sure one of you guys leave home with a trophy. That's what it sounds like to me. It doesn't look like they were trying to make way for Chad. It looks like they were trying to have us a scapegoat, so that way it's not on some, like, oh, we're racist. Because, like, if no one Black would have won in the actor category, like supporting actor, best actor, actress, da da da, it would have raised hell. But now
that's
you can't.
What a lot of people are saying. It's like, here's your stuff early. But we gonna save these last big top three categories, or top two categories.
But they always do it last. They always do those categories last.
No, it's like, we're gonna give all the people of color their things, but these last two, no ma'am, not this time.
It's Nomadland, though, like.
Yeah, I know. But
I have to watch it. I'll give it a watch because all I have to say is Viola did her thing, and on she did her. It gave me an eerie feeling watching her. Like it was so good. Like it, yeah. It made me. It kind of made it. I love Billie Holiday. I'm a huge fan, but certain songs I can't listen to, like because like it has like the feels are so deep. You know what I mean?
It's really
like,
heavy.
It's really heavy.
But you know, I'm not gonna leave it up to these award ceremonies to celebrate us and give us flowers and recognition. Y'all know I'm gonna celebrate Chadwick regardless. Every day I'm gonna always post something in memoriam. How do you say it? In memoriam of him and his talent. Like I'm always go up, like I did before he passed away. So, all right. So enough about the Oscars. Let's talk about something that we are celebrating. You know, with ourselves, amongst each other. Crazy Sexy Cool is turning a year old, bitch.
Oh my goodness. Ooh. She getting so big, bitch. She getting so big.
Like, it's so crazy to think that this podcast has been going on for a year. I know, you know, there's a few listeners who joined us. You know, they subscribe once we joined the Bomb Network and Count the Dings. So, hello. But we've been doing this for a year now. You know,
but I know y'all gonna hate me saying this, but if y'all don't listen to those early episodes, I won't charge you because talk about etiquette and tact. Like I listened back to some of those episodes. 14. Oh my god, I listened back to some of those episodes and I just like
no, it was yeah, it's hard to listen back to. Like, we was talking some nasty shit. And you know what? Us saying that is just going to make them want to go back and listen. It's whatever.
It wasn't even the fact that topics. I stay talking nasty. Like, I do that all day. I'm just saying, like, I'm talking about the yelling. You know, it was okay. Time where I get too lit on this own while recording. Be slurring my words.
No, I still do that because I'm drinking now. I'm probably going to be slurring at the end of this shit. But look, here we are 1 year later. Has anything significantly changed in like your views or in your life? Like what has happened in these 12 months since we first started Crazy Sexy Cool?
That's a loaded question.
Yes, like far as what has changed, like far as what we getting more
as far
listeners.
As the show?
The show, right.
The like, show? More personally? Okay, for me. When we started this show, I was single and I'm not single no more. Like, what the fuck? I did not see myself getting to this point.
I mean, right, so that you were definitely the president of the She Man Hating Club for like 2 years.
No, okay, first of all, no man.
Okay, not man, not She Man, but She Man Relationship Hating Club for like 2 years. Yeah, you were so like. I really don't see myself being with someone. A relationship is not for me, which is cool because you got to take your time. You know what I'm saying? And that's what people need to be doing more often is taking time out for themselves. So I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but you were so anti-relationship is what I'm trying to say.
You know what it was?
Where
were
you, Bethany?
Exhausted. I was exhausted. Yeah. I mean, I was in a very long relationship. And once I like was free of that, I was just like, free, yo, I like.
I'm free now.
Give us free. Okay. Like, I felt great, like, being single and just kind of doing my own thing for the first time in, like, my prime adulthood, like, early 20s and, you know, whatever. But I'm like, I'm in my mid 30s. Oh my God. I'm mid 30s.
Are we doing that now? Don't do that because I'm right after you. Don't do that. Do not say that.
I don't even know what y'all talk about, honey.
Oh, now you want to claim your youth. Just the other week, you were over here talking about some Debrat. Like, I'm going to need you.
I don't even know what y'all talking about. I don't know what that feel like.
But to be single, and I feel like this is being the prime of my life, I was just, like, really enjoying every moment. But someone came around and just, you know, scooped me up off my feet.
How that feel, Bethany? Yeah. How that feel?
I like it.
It's so crazy.
No, like I was telling Elizabeth, like I feel very, like, he has a very, like, masculine energy about him, which makes me feel very soft and feminine and womanly, which is something I really felt like I haven't been able to be, you know, in quite some time, because I have to do everything. So my energy just is on something else. It's not, you know, being dainty and, you know, very femme, but now I'm all in my femme shit. So that's what's changed for me. So,
I mean, a man of that caliber would definitely open that space up for you, for sure.
Yeah.
I like this smile on you.
Me too, girl.
I'm not a girl. He got that
every
other
time
dimple,
she talk about him,
that other dimple show up, honey.
Every.
So I know, like, we talk about how this show is like therapy for us. Do you feel like you've grown as a woman being able to talk and share certain things on this platform?
Yeah,
I do.
I do too.
Go ahead.
Definitely. I do. I feel like I'm able to approach certain conversations now and be more open about my feelings.
What? Elizabeth
it's hard for
feelings?
Me to talk about what? My feelings.
What? Oh my God. You went to the Wiz and got a heart. What?
Yeah. You know how to do that. I always have a heart.
But no, like, you know,
maybe it was a little cold. Maybe it was a little cold. Too no, cold.
We got a lot of messages and comments about the episode where Liz, you like opened up and people were like, oh shit. And it was, you know, people started to see you in a different light. And that's dope. That's really big to be able to dig deep and be vulnerable like that. Cause who wants to tell a story like that? Who wants to?
They you know, won't get another one. So go back and listen to episode number.
Do not say that, because no, we still want you to be able to use this platform to share and to continue to grow. We still need that. All right.
Definitely share.
We gonna see.
To a certain degree. No, I'm just like. What about you, Meek?
I don't know, y'all. I do think that, like, that this platform has served as like a mirror, where like this was the first time I got to experience what other people experience, you know, of Meek, you know what I'm saying, or Meek this. It's crazy because I've learned to be more selective in how I choose to express myself. Before it was like, this is it. You gonna get it, blah, blah, blah. Now it's like, like, I'm not gonna censor myself because that's just who I am, but there's still a way to go about it. Also, I had to come to terms in accepting that, like, you ain't for everybody, you know? And, like, and at times, like, I find myself going to, like, an internal, I don't want to call it a war because it ain't that deep, but, like, you know, going at odds with myself, like, you know, I want everyone to understand, but the fact of the matter is everyone is not going to understand you. People are going to receive you and perceive you however, where it all depends on where they are in life and how they are in life and so on. So you honestly don't have no control over that. All you can do is just be true to yourself. So if you want to be, you know what I'm saying, like a little thought bop, sexy femme, you know, exploring my sexuality on Monday and then a therapist on Tuesday and then a chef on Wednesday, and you can do all of those things and you'll be fine, you know what I'm
saying?
So
you're saying that you're every woman?
Yeah.
And you're allowing yourself to be
that, you know, that. Because every single one comes with so many different labels. I've also become way more aware of labels and like people's need of labeling, because labeling allows them to process things easier. But the fact of the matter is life is not that easy, you know what I mean, or that simple. It's a lot of gray areas, a lot of comp, you know. Yeah. So
for the listeners, we have a very special episode on Wednesday. So after you listen to us on Monday, I hope you're listening to us as soon as this episode drops Wednesday, you will get a really dope anniversary episode of the Crazy Sexy Cool podcast, and you get to see us in a way that you have not been able to experience yet. This is lit awesome next fuck. Level shit. Super lit. Lit.
Oh my
super
god.
Lit.
Hopefully
super
my lit. Titty didn't pop out.
Super lit. Funniest shit.
I was looking. No titty, but I mean, we got a whole lot of under boob, side boob, top boob.
We
titties
did.
Was up. Top titties was up to the chin, you know what I'm saying? Just titties everywhere. So yeah. I mean, cause yeah. And also, we had Waz, Big Waz, on the show. You know,
acting a whole fool.
Oh my god,
a whole fool. Waz, I hope you know. I think B mentioned it to you, but you left some stuff behind. You know what I'm saying? Just saying, left some shit behind. Yeah.
So I've been working out, you know what I'm saying? And I just want Waz.
I've been working out.
Like I just need Waz to know that he gonna catch his fade for some of the comments and questions that he had on our anniversary episode. So, you know,
no.
You can't see these guns right now under the sweatshirt, but just know.
You don't want no smoke.
Like real talk, B, I'm proud of you. I see you on your story, you know, doing your deadlifts and shit. Like, keep it going. I'm proud of you. Next thing on the list is squirt. And I'm telling you, ladies, y'all been busy. I get it. Y'all been busy. But that little toy,
I have used it a few times. It is sitting over here right now. I have
that little toy. So what do y'all think? Am I over exaggerating? Because I made myself squirt something vicious yesterday.
Okay, I haven't made myself squirt, but it gets you there very fast.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying if you do that while with your partner.
Oh, look, coming soon.
Do it with your partner. Because like you gotta
coming soon.
Right.
Squirting coming soon.
And I'll report back, okay? If it rained down, I'll let you know. You know, I'm gonna hit the group chat like, girl, it happened.
Yes. I want to hear this. I'm here for all this. E, if you haven't used it yet,
I haven't used it with a friend, but yeah.
Elizabeth, hold it up so people can see the size of this motherfucker. Because I said an index finger. It is smaller.
It's smaller than an index.
Look at this little thing.
This motherfucker right here.
I've taken pills that
big. We gotta name it. It's so cute.
Pretty pink thing.
Oh, mine's the black. Pink.
Mine's pink. Red.
Huh? Oh, mine's pink.
The pink.
Oh, okay.
Oh, how about my buddy? How about that? Because that and everywhere, wherever he goes, I go. Wherever I go, he's going to go. I'm keeping him in my
purse. Oh, like you can literally take this anywhere. It fits in your pocket.
Anywhere.
You can put it under your
wig. Oh my gosh.
You can put it in your purse.
You can do some airplane shit, yo.
Oh. Wait a minute. Hold on.
You can do some air. I don't know if y'all into shit like that, but that shit is lit. I'm just saying.
That would be the perfect way to get it done.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. Okay. Sorry, my mom was like.
Sit on the wing, though, because you know on the wing, the engine real, real loud. Like, it's not that loud, but, like, you know, if you sit on the wing, the engine real loud, so then, like, it'll muffle out what's going on. But, yes.
It don't matter. Look, I'm going to have a mask on. People be wearing headphones. Ain't nobody gonna know.
They're gonna know. Who's gonna know?
Who's gonna know?
No one's gonna know.
No one's gonna know. They're all gonna know.
That toy, thank you, Meek. That was a clutch purchase.
Bro, $9.99, honey.
And shout out to our studio audience who were there and who got a chance to actually receive that toy in their gift bag. So, you know how I'm saying? Let us know. How's it treating you? Have you opened it yet?
Let us know if you squirted it yet.
It's just squirt, you know.
Tell us your squirt stories.
And like Meek said, did you put it in your booty hole? It's just a booty.
Yeah. You can put it in your booty hole. But you gotta soak it or don't use it for the vag because you fuck up your pH. You can't do that. We're not doing that in 2021.
We're not doing that. All right, no double dipping.
Mm-mm.
All right.
Oh my God.
So, look, speaking of the gym, I've been going regularly. Like when I go to the gym, I go every day. Sometimes I go twice a day, but I drop my son off at school. I come home, do my thing with Bikini Honey, do some crazy, sexy, cool editing or whatever I need to do. And then I'm hitting the gym. But I feel like I need to go at a different time because there's this guy that's at the gym every time. And every time I like move to one machine, he'll wrap his shit up and move to like a machine close to me or behind me. When I go to like stretch, all of a sudden he needs to go and stretch and like get a mat and just be like, I don't know. I don't know if he's like taking videos of me or pictures, but it's just a really creepy ass. It's just so creepy. And it kind of reminds me of like this guy that when I, okay, so back in North Carolina, when I was in my early 20s, I used to work at the mall. I used to do makeup in this like department store or whatever. And you know, when you work in department stores, you have to like sign people up for like their store credit card, you know, like a customer card or whatever. And so I remember I needed two people to sign up for this month. And this guy, he would always come by and like flirt, but I actually got him to buy something. So I'm like, yo, you should sign up for this Belk's card. Shout out to the people in the Southeast who know what Belk's is. But I had him sign up for a Belk's card. And so he asked me out and I'm just like, I guess I'll give him my number. And when I tell you, this man stalked me for like the next 2 months on some like crazy fatal attraction type shit, I was just like mortified. And I feel like I'm kind of entering that same situation now where I'm just waiting on this guy at the gym to just like approach me. Have you guys ever had like some creepy fatal attraction type shit happen to you where you like, you peep what's happening, but you don't know how to like curve a nigga?
What's the face, yo?
No, because I'm just like, some men just don't get it. Like, some men are just really awesome creep shit.
A lot of them don't. A lot of them don't. And B was like, every time I'm in the gym, you in the gym. Using all of the weight to look ass. That shit happened. That shit happens in the gym all the time. All the time. Man.
But it's just even creepier when you have a mask on and they don't know what you look like for real. You don't know what my shit look like under the mask, bro.
What's creepy?
They ain't looking at your face.
When someone comes to you, like, oh my God, you're so beautiful. How could you tell, sir? I got these glasses on, this mask on, and this fitted. Like, how could you tell what I look like?
Yeah. Just said a fitted. Oh my God.
Because they're not looking at your face. They're looking at your ass and your body.
But how thirsty and pressed are these men that they're just like, so they don't give a fuck what you look like. It's just like your body and like, oh, she's working out. Like,
now this is what I will say. I know what I look like. And also when I go to the gym, I am no like, I'm not like an old hag with it. Like, you gonna get this sports bra, you gonna get this spandex and then shorts and so on. I know what I look like. I also know that a lot of women that go to my gym in particular do not look like me.
True.
So you know that too. So yes. My thing is, it's not about the fact that you're just admiring pure beauty, because I know that I'm beautiful. It's the weirdo aspect. So I have had dudes that like see me come in, do my thing, and I don't stop. I do not converse. They'll come and be like, hey, I just want to let you know, like, you look amazing. Y'all see you doing thing, keep going. Cool. I can respect that. I can respect a man just like, you know, giving me my props and moving on. But when you're like giving me the creepy eyes that every time I look up, we're making eye contact, so I know that you're staring at me. Like, that's just weird. And to be honest, you know, I stopped playing it cool a long ass time ago. I just like, for dudes on some weird shit, I just be like, no, sir. Like, no.
So now, because of this, I work out in the women's only section.
I'm gonna work out where the hell I want, and I wish you would try some shit. I wish you would. No.
I don't like that. I don't like that.
Yeah, I'm not working on no women's section for no creepy. And most of the time I'm with my trainer.
But that's the thing.
Weak ass waiting in that women's section.
but you're in there. You're in there with a guy, Liz. When you're working out, you got your trainer there, kind of like as a buffer, as protection in a way. But me, like when I was working this job at the department store, I had the protection of like security and HR. Like, hey, this is like weird guy who's coming in, and I can say that's him. Like, you know, like in the club, if somebody comes in and you don't want them to continue to harass you, they can be 86 from the club. Like, it's really that simple. But here I am at the gym, I don't have that luxury to do that. So I'm like, you know what? No. I'm gonna go over here to the women's gym and I'm gonna squat these weak ass weights and then I'm gonna be out.
I mean, no, I get that, but at the same time, fuck these creeps. But I had a situation where someone did follow me home, actually. And
that's that shit I be talking about.
And to the point where he was leaving notes on my car, and I got creeked out because I'm
didn't
like,
did he live in your apartment complex?
Found out he lived in my apartment complex, popped up at work.
Yeah.
I literally had to you know, call somebody over there. What did I do? So what I did was at first, I kept reading the notes and he kept leaving notes. So he was so eager to see me. So I told him like, okay, he can meet me by, you know, the front office, right? So I just wanted to see the person face to face because to me, like, you see me coming in with my baby, everything. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay, I'll leave her by myself.
You wanted to put eyes on the
eye contact. Yes. So I agreed to meet with him at the front and we met at the front. Mind you, my sister had with me, so I was like, watch this. This is where we're going. This is a number. And I met up with him, and he was just like a regular guy, but it was just so weird because it was like, he was just like, yeah, he was like, pretty much trying to ask me out or whatever, and I was like, no, I'm good. I got a boyfriend. He was like, really? Because I see you come in with nobody. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, yeah, just because I don't bring him home doesn't mean like I don't have somebody, you know what I'm saying? Even though I'm single as fuck. But at the same time, I'm just like talking to him and he was just, you know, even more just creeping me out, like this guy, like I don't know how long you've been watching me. So I'm start asking questions like, how long you lived in this apartment building or whatever? And he's like, I've been here 3 years or whatever. And I've been there 4 at this apartment building or whatever. So I was there before him, but I never seen him like ever until like he started leaving notes on my door and stuff, and then all of a sudden he started popping up at my job. And this is when we were all working there one time. We were so busy, you know, when we had artists, so busy, and he pops up on, I turn around and he's like, hey, and I was like, oh my god, hey, and I just kept walking. I'm like, what the fuck, why is he here? And then he disappeared and I never seen him. And then like occasionally I will see him, like if I get enough work or something, I'll pull up in the apartment building. He'll pull up and I see him. I'm like, fuck, let me hurry up and go in the house. He's like, hey, you good? And I'm like, yeah, I'm good. And I just keep walking because that'd be me and my daughter, you know, because like, I think it was the weirdest thing. And then I had to start letting my child's father come over to make sure it was like a dude coming over because it creeped me out.
See, this is some shit that people be talking about on social media. When women talk about these experiences, people will act like we're lying or we're making this shit up. No, I feel like every woman has experienced some sort of like inappropriate, like guys being way too pressed or pressing an issue that's like to the point where we fear our safety. Mm-hmm. Like, and this is why we always say protect black women, you know, hold men accountable, because shit is really scary out here. Like, Meek, have you ever had like some weirdo like behavior happen to you besides, you know, someone like coming up to you and like saying, oh, I think you fine when you got a mask on, but like following you home? Because I'm really particular. I watch when I'm driving home from work, from store, I'm always making sure like no one is following me.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had a situation like that, Meek?
I did. I don't, I'm gonna be honest, I feel like I've had a couple of them, but like I don't remember them like all the time. A lot of them involves me working, but that's the reason why, like, so like I remember for like a cool like
3 to 4 months straight, security had to walk me to my car. Like, I would have, like, when you dance, you get the same people all the time. Like, so it's not too strange, but, like, people just start doing weird shit. You know what I mean? Also, I start getting things, like, at the gym where it's, like, hey, I know you don't know me. I saw you at the gym. You looked real cute in that pink, whatever, da-da-da. Like, that type of stuff. I get that shit all the time, like, on IG.
That is so creepy. So when I go work out, I don't post my videos until like an hour after I left. I never post shit the moment it's happening.
No, the crazy thing is I don't post. I'll be at the gym and it's they'll just find me because of, I don't know what Instagram does, but like I feel like in certain, like if you're in the same vicinity as someone or whatever, like your account pops up or whatever. But yes, like that's happened to me numerous of times where I'm not even posting while I'm in the gym. Maybe it's because I use the gym Wi-Fi. That could be like one reason why, but I don't know.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, these people are creepy. I remember being pregnant and at the gas station and a guy was like, I'll suck chocolate off your toes. I'm like, sir, pregnant as fuck.
God, yo, the amount of thirst that happens when you're pregnant at the, but why is it always the gas station? Like, you just run. No.
Because they feel like a pregnant woman should not be pumping gas. Like when you're pregnant, listen, so when you're pregnant, you have that glow, like people are just drawn to you, of course. But like when you're pregnant, it indicates that you should have a partner. But then it also indicates where it's like, well, why? And then also, like, you're a bit vulnerable because you're pregnant, too. So, like, people, I feel like it has something to do with that whole femininity, masculinity thing where it's like, your man shouldn't be. I had that, too. Why? Where your man at? You shouldn't be pumping gas. Like, yo, like, that whole.
What I heard was, you need a stepdaddy? Does your child need a stepdaddy? Like, the fuck?
I honestly think they have fantasies of just fucking a pregnant girl.
No, okay. So I had a friend that worked at the strip club. She used to work the front desk. So when people come in, they pay whatever and they be out. So whenever they would have their male reviews, and the guys would come in for a bunch of like a group of women, there were a couple of guys that would like pay her or like tip her to kind of like get themselves hard before they go out because she was pregnant. It was something about her pregnancy.
Fantasy.
Whatever. Yeah. And so they would like tip her, like, so they, and kind of like play with themselves. So they would be hard. So they would go out to perform. And so I always thought that was just some wild shit. I mean, I get it. It's something about being pregnant. You just give off a different energy.
Like, I was saying, I wonder if it's the pheromones or, like, you know what I mean? Like, is it different, like, from a pregnant woman?
Yeah. Woman? It could be.
Because motherfuckers go bonkers for a pregnant woman. Like, for real.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, it's crazy. It's porn categories, all that.
I had to go buy a fake wedding ring, and that still didn't even hold some of these motherfuckers back.
Look, them fake wedding rings do nothing.
They do nothing at all. They don't care about that.
I used to wear one. It does not. Where your man at? Why he ain't with you right now? Yeah, work. Why he let you out the house by yourself? It's like, can you get the fuck?
Excuse me.
I have one in particular that actually worked with me, and like, he was like, man, like, I don't even know me. He was like, I know you expecting, and I'm like, I'm looking, I'm like, what? And he's like, the way your hips, your boobs, like. Your skin, like he was telling me, and I'm like, yo, but I wasn't even showing then, cause you know I was still dancing until I was like 6 months.
Oh, I saw
showing then.
Smelt it on you.
Yeah, so that shit was wild. Like, fatal attraction is some weird, but true shit that's like happening every day. Like, I was watching, or I was having a conversation with this friend, and he was like, "Do black women really feel unprotected?" And I'm like, "Yeah, cause." I could literally, when I was in high school, I used to work at Dairy Queen in the mall. And you know, when you work in the food court, you see everything and everybody. Like, everybody is at least going to come past the food court at some point. But where I work was just like prime real estate for niggas just to come and fuck with me. And my best friend Gabby, she worked there too, but people will always come and just like try to talk to you. So there were times where like I'm on my break for like a 45 minutes to an hour or whatever, and I just want to go out to my car and just like get out the mall for a second. And I'm wearing like an apron and some bullshit like uniform and a visor, and niggas would always harass me. Like it didn't matter what I was wearing. It didn't matter if I had on makeup or how my hair was done. People would always say something to me no matter what I look like. I could be looking crazy or I could be super dressed up, but I was always harassed, and it was always, I felt unprotected because it was a vulnerable moment where it was like, I'm at work, but no one would ever be around to be like, yo, leave her alone.
But when is it because you're a woman or is it because you're a Black woman, though?
I feel like it's a double whammy, really.
Because I don't...
A lot of Black women just feel unprotected. I can't say if, you know, Susan or Karen or Sarah feels the same way, because I don't have that experience, and I haven't heard them say, oh, I feel unprotected when I'm in these situations. But I know I could just go to the mall just to grab one thing, or I'm leaving work, or I'm pumping gas, or I'm picking my son up from school. And it's just a weird vibe that I get where I feel like I'm being watched a little bit too closely.
Yeah.
So to my friend, yes, I do feel unprotected when I'm out.
That I don't know, like I don't feel like I'm just used to it. I'm used to me being a dancer. I'm used to it. I know that I function a bit differently, like even from like the clothes I wear, how I do my hair and all that other stuff, you know. So like a part of me, I'm just used to it. I do understand what you mean. I think the reason why I would say I feel unprotected as a Black woman is the lack of support and like vocal support from like Black men. Black men should be speaking up for Black women way more than what they are right now, whether it's no matter what it's about. It doesn't matter what it's about, or even if it's just like randomly out and about, like, you know what I'm saying? Like Black men should be speaking up for Black women. And we don't have that. So that's the reason why I personally feel unprotected. I feel like in times when like Black women are ridiculed about, you know, our speech, how we carry ourselves, blah, blah, you don't really see many Black men sticking up for us, you know?
But you know, and what I also think? I also think, though, that sometimes Black men kind of hate on us and they kind of want to see us suffer a bit. Yeah, hate? Like I feel like it's a hater type of thing.
I don't know if I would say hate. I do think that I feel like this is what I think. I feel like if we were to look at race as like everyone went to a party, right? And, you know, like whites, Blacks, Asians, Hispanics, so on. Like we're like that. I don't want to call us losers because we're not losers, but like we're that person that like people kind of like, you know, cast judgment on. Maybe you don't like how we carry ourselves, whatever, so on and so on. And so because the masses looks down on us, I feel like our Black men just join in with the masses because they don't want to be left out. They don't want to be seen. They don't want to be, you know, judged as we are judged. So I don't want to say it's hate. I just think that like at sometimes like Black men don't stand on their 10 toes, and you know what I'm saying, and like, or you know, like in like go against the masses or go, not even the masses, go against, because what we're talking about is white supremacy, because white supremacy is what's created that hierarchy in the first place. You know what I mean? When it comes into like who's first, who's last, and the placement and so on, and place value on who, you know, who's more valued and who's not valued. Like anything, and this is a global thing, anything that's close to dark is less valued. So,
I absolutely understand that point, but sometimes it's like, I feel like our fellow Black men just want to see us humbled in a way. It's like, oh, you ain't all that. You ain't what you think you are. And so they don't come to our defense.
But, But I feel like that is something that's bred by white supremacy. Because my thing is, if you understood us as a partner, if you got to understand your partner, you were then raised to the challenge. You know what I'm saying? Like, you were then raised to, I feel like they've been drinking way too much white supremacy Kool-Aid. Like, on some real talk. Like, if you start seeing this ongoing battle between the black woman and the white male. Right. And I'm not trying to speak general. I'm just saying, you know, like, I'm not trying to say like all white men. I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying, just like the relationship between the black woman and the white male. Why is it that if a black woman speaks up for herself or something like that, like all of a sudden a white man feels threatened? That's because she represents everything that his white supremacy was built off of. And the fact of the matter is, a lot of us was conditioned under that white supremacy. So even those thoughts of a black woman needs to be humbled is still rooted in white supremacy. That's what I think. So I just think that our men need to like, I don't want to say find themselves. I don't know. Like, maybe just get to understand your partner. Like, that was one of the things I brought up about the whole Candace Samuels thing, is that correlates with the whole humbling thing, where it's like, if you understood what the black woman experience was and was like, you will understand why we exhibit certain behaviors and certain habits. You know what I mean? And maybe that might help you not be so triggered. If you see a woman that's independent, that's outspoken, that may come off a bit aggressive because her femininity has been taken from her. Like, if you understood what her walk was actually like, I think that's another thing that was like missing. A lot of black men want to tell us about the black woman experience. Just because we're black does not mean we have the same experience. I am a woman. I have a vagina between my legs. So what I experience is not the same thing that you experience, sir. Like, but I don't think that black men take the time out to really understand black women.
Yeah, but I also think, you know, when I say like sometimes I feel like black men are kind of like haters, it's also guys who are interested in us, and maybe we have shot them down, and to see us, I guess, harassed in a way kind of gives them a bit of pleasure. Like, oh, you know, she could have been with me. And all this would have been like avoided. Like, I just see things like that happening, where some guys have an issue because the girl of their dreams doesn't give them attention. And so they are okay with us being looked down upon.
That's all racist. And I know, like, that's all racist. All racists do that.
Yeah, but I'm just speaking as my experience as a black woman.
That's just my answer when you say, like, you know, the black man hating. That's men. That's not all men, but there's men from different races that fall into those categories. Like, it's not just a black man thing. That's like, that happens in all races.
So I got a question. I know we're kind of like changing topics a little bit, but with this whole year that we've been doing this podcast, have you guys been in a situation where you're like seeing someone and dating someone, and then and then you're with someone that maybe you had
call it what it is,
a one night stand with, and then you see this guy like try to position himself to make himself seem like he was way more important in your life than he actually was?
Clown ass nigga.
I just feel like it's a lot of guys out here, especially during the pandemic. Like, when we were home and we didn't have no choice but to just interact like online, or, you know, we may have given, you know, someone our number that we probably wouldn't have if outside was open. And I feel like, because I had a homegirl tell me, like, yo, I was talking to this guy. We, you know, was just talking on the phone. We never, like, linked up in person. But now that I'm in a relationship, he's, like, telling everyone, oh, yeah, I used to talk to her. And she's kind of like, why? All of a sudden, he's just, like, trying to hate on my situation. She feels like it's because she has a boyfriend now that he's coming out of nowhere, like, oh, you know, I used to talk to her. Like, what? No. What?
It's definitely that. Like, what's the definition of talk? Like, money, did we talk or did we fuck? We didn't talk. We didn't have conversation. We have no bond. We didn't get to know each other. I don't want to get to know you. You didn't exist. You clearly didn't exist. So
The fact that you try to position my pussy, okay?
Yeah. You barely did that. You wanted round two and didn't go nowhere. Absolutely not. I'm done.
But I see men and women do this. Oh, yeah, we used to talk, like, you know, this is number right here. Like, okay, girl, what does that prove? Like, so what happened?
But I feel like it's different when men do it and when women do it. I feel like women do it because I feel, well, first off, I feel like both parties do it because they feel like it gives them some type of clout or, like, status or, you know, like, through affiliation. But I feel like when women do it, y'all, you look stupid. Now, when men do it, men do it, they look stupid to women, but I feel like other men hold, you know what I mean, kind of like
how did you do that?
Like yeah, or place value on it. Not all men. But I do think that, like, some homeboys would be like, what? You know what I mean? Like, get out of here. You know, that type of bullshit. And it's like, is it pride?
Only if you knew how we were talking about you in the group chat.
The clown. The name we do not ever speak of. The name we do not ever speak. You know some of these motherfuckers, I forget their name because they don't fucking count. Like, on some real talk.
Did it happen if the dick wasn't snapping?
Not even the dick, just the person, period. Like, people are weird. People are weird. Are crazy weird. And it's like, you blew your shot on me. Like, you don't count, like, just
exit. Never had a shot. It was actually a mistake.
Okay, so I have a question. So in a situation, let's say you in a relationship or you talking to someone, things are getting serious, and someone that you used to talk to, in quotes, air quotes, or maybe you have had like a one night stand with, do you tell, like, if these guys are like friends or they're somewhat in the same circle, because, you know, the world is small, people be knowing each other. Do you address your man and let him know that maybe that y'all have done something before? Because I've had a situation. Okay. So there was this guy that I used to date in college, and we were dating long distance for, I'd say, like 7 months. And then we broke up. We went our separate ways. Our lives took two totally different paths. However, the guy that I dated after, because they both played basketball, which is like a fraternity. These niggas, everybody knows each other. The guy that I was dating was traded to a team where my college boo that I dated for 7 months was now on. And I was like, fuck, like, I'm going to have to tell him. Because I don't want shit to be awkward. So I was like, you know, we went to the strip club and I told him while he was getting the lap dance. I'm like, hey, I know, you know, you just got traded. I just want to let you know that, you know, I used to talk to your teammate like back in 2005, 2006. And he took it very well. But I was like so shook telling him because I thought he was going to look at me differently. So in a situation where you feel like these guys are going to know each other or work with each other at some point, like, what do you do? Like, do you avoid the conversation until you absolutely have to tell them? Or do you just kind of like jump the gun and say, hey, just to let you know, like, we had something or what? How do you guys approach that?
For me, I'm definitely going to tell them because it's just going to literally stick on my mind. And I just feel like if they're doing any type of business together and I really care about this person and I want something with this person, I'm definitely going to be like, hey, me such and such did X, Y, and Z or whatever. But if I don't give a fuck about the person. Oh. Okay, the thing is, I'm going to go into as much detail right then and there. But if you ask me after I just told you, there's no more detail.
What do you mean after he just told you? Like,
I say I told him what happened and he didn't have the opportunity to ask me questions right then and there. If he tries to bring up this conversation later on, I'm not talking about it. I'm not giving details. I just feel like you should have just already asked that in the beginning.
Okay, but sometimes people got to sit on shit and then be like, okay, wait, so was it serious or was it, you know, was it just a thing? Because some people aren't that like sharp to ask questions like immediately. So you don't give them opportunity.
Okay, I get that.
Let it breathe.
I get that. I mean, I don't have anything to hide, so I definitely have no problem with telling details, especially the situation. The situation with the person was nothing. So I just feel like you should just ask up front when we're talking about it. But I mean, I get that part, I guess. Me, I just want to get over it and I never want to talk about it again.
No, because when I told my guy, he was literally getting a lap dance. So it's like he's kind of distracted. So I couldn't go into too much detail. But he never brought it up ever again. He was like, oh, okay. Like, that happened before me, and I'm glad you told me. And that was that. And I respected that. Like,
I don't know how you told him in the middle of a lap dance. My whole stomach would have fell out of my ass sitting there trying to tell a story. Like,
we were at a strip club, and another girl is on his lap. He's a bit distracted, so I could kind of squeeze that in. It's not like we're having, like, a sit-down conversation face-to-face. Because had we done that, I probably wouldn't have been able to tell my, like, say what I had to say. What would you do, Meek, in that situation? Are you telling him immediately, or are you going to be like, you know, he'll find out whenever?
I mean, it all depends on how much I respect you.
Mm.
Like,
wait, so why was you dealing with someone that you don't respect enough to tell them anything?
I mean, because I have situationships where, like, dick is just good, but, like, you're nothing to me. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like...
But when it comes to situationships, I feel like communication is super important so that you understand, like,
On where you are in the communication, and it all depends on where you are in the situationship. Yes, like, over time, if this is something that you continue, like, over time, yeah, eventually you guys will get to know each other, communicate, become friends, have a line of communication. But, like, there's that stage where, like, I'm just meeting you, like, you know, like, you know, you haven't really solidified yourself on the roster quite yet. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like, if you end up finding something out, like, or feel some type of way, I really don't care. So, yeah.
Damn. She don't give a fuck.
No, I don't, because that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? But I do, like, because this has a lot to do with, like, it all depends on the activities I choose to partake in. Like, you know what I mean? Currently, I don't deal with, you know, anyone that I don't have respect for. So I had a dude that we're, like, friends. I would consider him my friend. But, like, we also, like, you know, engage in sexual activity. And, like... It was a situation where I was going to be around some of his coworkers, not even a dude that I fucked, and I, like, hit him up and let him know. Like, yo, like, I'm not trying to be on no weird shit, but just let you know I'm going to be here. And it's just so because those coworkers saw me with him. So now I know that I'm a representation, you get what I'm saying, like, of him. So I'm letting him know so that way
when they see you, they see him.
They know they're going to affiliate me with him. You get what I'm saying? Like, because they've seen us together. You know what I mean? Like, so just out of that, like, out of just pure respect, I'm not trying to make you look goofy or, you know what I mean? And I'm going to hold myself accountable. I'm not going to be out. I don't do shit like that anyway, but, like, I'm not going to be out here, like, you know, acting off, you know, tactless and shit, you know, at these events or whatever. But in the case of, like, someone that, like, I'm, like, on the verge or, like, hopefully want to get serious with or want to get to know more, like, yeah, I'm going to let you know straight up. And I honestly feel like I will feel like my stomach's going to come out my ass too, E. But, like, but... I'd rather, like I've said numerous times on this podcast, I want my relationships, all my relationships, to be based in truth. And if I can't be true with you, we shouldn't even be doing this, like, at all. And also, if you're the type to try to charge me on something that happened, like, you know, outside of us, before us, or, like, you definitely are not the dude for me either, because best believe...
Which is why I do it ASAP. Which is why I get it out the way. Like, it kind of weed people out.
Yeah,
for you.
Like, I shouldn't even be with you. Like, it's at, like, all. Oh,
you have a problem with that? Something that happened before we even knew each other? Okay.
Right.
grow up.
Like, yeah, no, I honestly do feel that way as well. And it's like, whatever I have with him has nothing to do with you. Only reason why I'm doing this is that I don't want you to be smiling all in this nigga face. And and this dude got something on you. You get what I'm saying? Because, like, the dude would know, like, in the case, like, the dude would know that I'm rocking with you. And niggas are weird. Like, I understand why why it's like some good. I mean, I feel like maybe females do this, but I feel like it's a lot of dudes that do this type of shit where it's like, you know, try to, like, gain points because you know what I mean? You hit or whatever. Like,
yeah, it's an ego thing. That's why I say, like, men be some of the biggest haters. Like, they get something from that. Like, it does something to their ego to be like, oh, I had her before, like, or I used to talk to her, or, like, so the fuck what? Where you at now?
A lot of those men have nothing to stand on. And also, I'm starting to notice this, like, pattern of obsession, of valuing, of holding a woman's value. Like, how can I say this? Defining a woman's value based off of, like, her body or, like, body interactions. Like, I am way more than that old limp-ass dick that you fucking gave me. Like, you're still not shit, you know? And let's be honest, I was in a dark space, you know what I'm saying? Like, a bitch was, like, out here, like, you know... like crying herself to sleep and just needed something real quick. Like,
but niggas be like, oh, I still hit though. I still slice.
You're not even that dude, my nigga. I gotta come with a name for it because it's like we've all talked about this. Like, you know, like when you're not 100%, you're not making like 100 like rational decisions all the time. Well, it all depends on where you are in your journey. But sometimes, like, when you're like, you know, in the pits of it, you just reach out, you know what I'm saying? And if they giving you some good attention, that attention feels good. And just so happy you might just get me on that right night. That won't happen now, but
some women, they'd be like, oh, I just had a weak moment.
Nah, man, that's more than a weak moment, because I'm just saying, like a woman's mind just have to be in, especially if she's getting... if she's getting ignored or she's going through, or like if she's like rejected by someone that she actually wants. Like, that is like a fucking, the best recipe to like fuck a clown ass nigga. If we're being honest, like that is like the recipe for a clown ass nigga to get bomb ass pussy, like on some real talk. So it's like, no, nigga, I smashed you. You didn't smash me. Like, I didn't call you back. Like, you had a conversation with my pussy lips and I got up and I left. Like, that's what
immediately
happened.
You got one-nighted, my nigga.
I don't know, but it's just weird. But I'm not sorry. Like, any dude that like base his whole like ego or his value just off of like the woman that he hit, like, you're trash. You're a scum bucket.
Knew you were trash from giggle. That's why you never got a call back.
So. You're like girls are cum socks. Girls are cum socks, and those type of men are cum landing pads. Like, you're just something for my squirt to land on. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, you're not.
Oh my god.
didn't even make me squirt, but.
Right.
And that's crazy, because the way her shit's set up, the bitch, she sneezes and her shit starts like, oh,
a little moist.
Yeah. Okay, so we don't have a red light special, but I want to ask you guys, is there something dope that you have done this week, or something dumb that you have done this week that you would like to discuss with us?
Dope or dumb? I like this. Dope or dumb. let me see. Oh my god, I did something dumb. Okay,
let's hear it.
I was drunk at the strip club.
Oh shit.
Okay, it was a private party. Okay, drunk, and decided to have a conversation with a particular somebody that I've been saying I was gonna have a conversation with, but a bitch, I was like straight drunk. So when I tell you, I came off as one of those girls that's like, I know I normally don't do this. And I said, I know I come off as that drunk girl. And I, like that. And then the conversation was so important. the conversation was so important, but I just know the way that I did it, like, the whole message just went over the fuck, like, it was bad. It was really bad.
We gonna talk about this when we hang up from this podcast, but yeah.
Yeah. It was really bad. Like, I'll let you know. I'm not gonna close no names, but basically what it was is that, like, it was somebody who works in the industry, and, like, you know, we see this person out in the industry all the time, and every single time I notice, and I'm not trying to pin anything on him. That's the reason why I wanted to talk to him, because it could be the energy that I'm giving off. I don't know. So, like, but I noticed that, like, he would say hi to all of the other girls, you know what I'm saying? But not like the black women. And he's black. And so the fact, like the fun fact is,
I'm definitely trying to figure out who this is.
I was at work, or where, I mean, I came after work. I went to fuck him long. I go there sometimes by myself to eat after work. And, like, him and his client comes in. And we actually sat down. It was me, him, his client, and some chick he was with. And, like, we broke bread with each other. And, like, come to find out, he's from Vegas. And so we knew a lot of mutual people. Now, I'm not trying to say that I should be this dude's best friend.
I know
friend.
Who you're talking about, but go ahead.
Now, I'm not trying to say
I'm figuring it out.
Best friend or nothing. But I just, I think it's weird. If you sit and have a meal with somebody and you see them repeatedly after that and you don't say hi, I just think it's weird. Male, female, no matter what. I think it's weird. I say hi to people that I just meet at an engagement. Like, no, like, once I say, you know, say hi, like, I'm going to say hi to you. So I said something to him and I'm like, yo, I'm like, look, I don't want nothing from you. But of course I'm drunk. I don't want nothing from you. I just want to just bring in. The whole message went over, like, it didn't, he was like, but the funny thing, he's like, no, I remember you. He was like, you were getting off from work, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, all I'm saying is, when we see each other, let's just start saying hi to each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, we talk about the black woman experience in Las Vegas. There is a black male experience. And I just think that we should just have each other's back. No, we don't got to be best friends. No, I don't need nothing extra or special from you. But when we see, it's so few of us in this industry. So when we see each other, at least give a head nod. You don't got to say, yo, me, what, you know, we ain't got to do all that. Just like a, just like a I see you type of thing. So that way we just have it, you know what I mean?
Then that's funny, because I know you've been, like, saying, like, oh yeah, next time I see him, I just want to have this conversation.
Yeah.
But you did it drunk.
No, and I normally do things well drunk, but I underestimated how lit I actually was, because I knew I was fucked up, because I slurred a word. I said, oh bitch, this is going downhill. I said, evacuate, like,
abort mission.
Like, get out. You slur.
You did it drunk.
What about you, Liz? Did you do something dope or something dumb?
I did something dope. I did another bridal photo shoot. You know, I felt like I was getting married all over again. I think I'm going to do so many of these bridal photo shoots.
Yeah, she's rubbing her breasts.
You massaging your titties right now?
Yeah.
That wasn't even intentional. That was just, I have a bikini on all day. They sore.
She over there rubbing titties. Like, yeah, and I just had this bridal shoot.
I had a bridal shoot, and I thought it was pretty dope. I think the picture's going to be pretty dope. And I feel like I could have so many of these bridal shoots that I'm not even going to want to get married, y'all. I mean, I already don't, but, like, it's just too much.
Like, I got my picture already.
She's
going to put pictures of herself in the wedding dress. Like, it's like, where's the part?
Where your man at? No, Liz did that. Remember you did that same sex marriage photo shoot?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not doing that one.
No, because she posted it to her story. I replied, gay.
Yeah, she did.
I just had to fuck with you because that shit was funny as shit. Because you were telling me the photographer wanted you to kind of like lean in, like you guys were about to kiss or something. You were like, no.
They told us to kiss. I was like, nah, bruh.
No. Tell the story about the girl, though. Talk about the girl was sipping before and was like, I'm okay with it. Little like, yeah, hell no.
I was like, nope, don't know where your mouth, bitch. Don't know you.
No, because Liz is big on hygiene. She was like, bitch, you ain't brush your teeth. Nah.
Your breath, I can smell it from here. I'm sorry, sweetheart. Happening. But yeah, I brought up bridal shoots are dope. What about you, Bethany?
I'm just really proud that I've been going to the gym because I sneeze and I lose 5 pounds for no reason and I'd be skinny as fuck out here. I'm maintaining a good, healthy weight.
Where are you at now? What's your weight?
I usually am stuck at 130, 135, but I am at 140 and I'm there.
I mean, that's what getting dick down, good dick would do to, because I go, man, that's the thing. Like, I like
good dick, good head.
Man, just being in a good relationship period will do that, man. You start just like eating stress.
That's true because I find myself cooking more. It's just, you know, people say it's like that happy relationship weight, and that's a real thing. Yeah. So that's
you guys get good dick where the next day you want to work out, and you want to clean, and motivate you to do something else. Right. Yeah, that's me.
But that's what it's supposed to be. You're supposed to date someone who wants you to
ship the calories.
What'd you say?
You're making Chip to Cali looking ass.
No. Liz posted on Instagram talking about LA for 24 hours, ? And I'm like, okay.
That's close friends, Bethany. What are you doing?
Major violation. No, that's major violation.
Close friends.
You can't be out here announcing shit.
No, because did I just call you out?
Yeah, you
can't. Close it.
Major violation. You gotta go to the corner, Bethany.
What are you doing?
How about some fuck that shit? Nah, homie.
When I posted my close friends, it's just really me smoking weed and shit. That's it.
And showing ass.
Hey, I'm not
on
close friends.
Show ass like that.
When I see.
I ain't no close friends because I don't see that.
When I see close friends, I be wondering, like, who didn't make the list? Like, who's not on the list?
Family. People from high school, people I work with. I don't give a fuck. Like, no.
You know what I want to do one time? I'm going to just put one motherfucker on close friends and do some obscene shit. Right?
Just send it to a person.
Nah. Like,
Who would it be?
Why would I tell? It's close friends, Bethany. Why would I say this on the damn podcast?
So you're saying that you would take me and Liz off of your close friends and then just post some reckless shit for some?
No, I said send it to one person. You didn't hear me. And I would let you guys know. I would let you guys know in the side check, like, yo, I just put one person on my close friends and I sent them this. I've done that to you guys before.
Would you send us the video that you would, or post that you would send?
Can you please get a mirror and ask yourself that? How many times have I done that to you? To you? Like, the fuck?
Okay, I was just wondering, you know.
The fuck?
Right. She be trying to out us, dog. Like, it's called close friends for a reason.
I said close friends, bro.
It means the door is closed, dog. Like, damn. Sheesh.
Oh, my God. I feel like our listeners are kind of like close friends.
Because
they know, people who listen to this podcast know shit about us. People who listen to this show know things about us that people who like can see us every day would never know about.
Never know.
True. All right, so before we close, Meek or Elizabeth, does someone have a quote this week?
Yeah. When people put shit on close friends, don't announce that shit on a fucking podcast.
Sorry, guys. Maybe if they have an OnlyFans, you can pay for the exclusivity. But
hell Hell no. That shit's oversaturated.
All right, so to those, you know, since we didn't have a Red Light special this week, if you would like to ask us anything, you have a question for the ladies of the Crazy Sexy Cool podcast, shoot us a DM at Crazy Sexy Cool Pod on Twitter or Instagram, or email us at crazysexycoolpod@gmail.com, and we just may answer your question on our show. Thank you to everyone who has subscribed to us on YouTube and on Apple, on Tidal, on Spotify.
You wish.
I do, because they got some lit shit. But thank you to everyone who subscribed to us. Thank you to everyone who leaves comments on our YouTube page. We are always checking those out and making changes necessary if we need to, you know. Rate us, subscribe, share with your friends. Make sure you check out our next episode, which is our anniversary episode. You're going to love all of the content that is there, and you might see yourself on there. So, until next week, we out this hoe.
Yeah, and Bethany is being removed from the close friends.
Back. She's in close friends corner looking at
For a week.
Close friends corner. That means no booty shaking for you.
For 1 whole week, 7 days.
Oh, wow. I don't get to see Liz lip sync with her ass out. Oh.
No.
That's prime. What are you talking about? That's prime lip syncing.
Well, what was the song this week? Official Girl by Cassie.
Back, honey.
I like that song.
Yo,
hey,
song hey,
hey, Trey said he liked that song too. He goes, that song bring back memories. I said, oh, you want to tell story time? He said, what's up? I'm like, well, then don't say nothing then.
Okay. All right. Until next week, we out. Enjoy the anniversary episode. Peace.